We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know, as I come on the air here, I just got to watch the tail end of the Bad News Bears, which put a smile on my face, a wry smile, no less, but a needed one. Given all the college football news we have digested and absorbed here on this very eventful day to kick things off, August 8th, 2020. I'm Andrew Filippone across the CBS Sports Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, and the Radio.com app. It's been one of those days where it started with the Mid-American Conference postponing its college football season, pushing it back to the spring, and the hypothetical domino effect that it has set into motion, and the reaction from the biggest insiders in college football have made me feel like college football's Grim Reaper is right around the corner. And that's not how I expected to start today's show when I arrived to work here in our CBS Sports Radio studios. And so I'm not unprepared, but I'm just not. There is going to be some live reaction and a lot of me kind of thinking on my feet today as more and more of this information comes in. I'm going to open up the phone lines, too, to allow for the college football fan to weigh in on this at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What the MAC decided to do makes sense. That league's decision this morning to push back its college football decision, if you peel back any layers, if you do any amount of research on what makes the MAC football conference go, it was pretty much untenable or impossible for them to stage a college football season this year. So much of their money comes from non-conference games where the big boys of the Big Ten and ACC and Big 12 pay them to come to their stadiums and get their asses kicked. And so without those paychecks, with very little TV money coming in, a school like Central Michigan gets more money for playing Michigan State than it does from its TV contract. Those Saturdays in September mean more to the program's bottom line than the entire check they get in the mail for the ESPN or CBS Sports Network, however it gets divided up. There's more money for one game than there is for their whole conference schedule. So as soon as you eliminated all of those non-conference opportunities, the MAC was going to lose money hand over fist this year. It was going to cost them a ton of money to do testing two times a week, whatever was deemed appropriate by the conference and by the NCAA, they weren't going to be able to pull it off. So delaying their season to the spring, that, I didn't know when it was going to happen, But I agree with any college football insider who has said in the last few hours that it was a matter of when more than if. Now, what I'm reading right now, what I'm seeing right now about how the MAC is ahead of the curve here and how this is going to be like a bad omen, a sign, a harbinger of more negativity, more cancellations, more postponements, that this is getting closer and closer to the Power Five's front door. That I am surprised by. It's one thing for Division III. It's another thing for Division II. You get the FCS. You understand the Group of Five. I guess I'm just confused by, you know, the Mid-American Conference being the that a conference of that magnitude, that it could shape the rest of the college football world and affect college football in the fall. That conference would have that amount of clout or would be able to kind of spur that type of reaction. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. I'll make this comparison. When everything stopped in March, when everything shut down, when every sport went on pause, when our civilized lives, when society as we know it changed abruptly, it began with a positive test in the NBA, and Adam Silver in that moment said, we're done. And then that league, with that kind of stature and that kind of power, caused a chain reaction where college basketball, in the middle of its conference tournaments a week before March Madness, said, get everybody off campus and get everybody back home. The NBA led that charge. The NBA shaped the discussion. They were the leaders. They were at the forefront of all this. The NHL was forced to move. Major League Baseball, college sports followed. Everything else is starting up right now. Colleges are starting up again. They're not. It's not like March. They're not shutting down. They're not bolting their doors shut. They're not shuttering off and saying, we're closed. They are opening back up. I'm broadcasting from Pittsburgh. The University of Pittsburgh is about to open up its campus a few days from now. Notre Dame is about to open up and welcome 12,000 students back on campus. So that's the dichotomy here for me. College campuses across America are opening up, and yet college football is starting to close down. And I understand there are a lot of risks and there are a lot of obstacles in the way of making college football happen. But what I always thought, and this is why I am nonplussed and I am really surprised to see people like Pat Forty, College Football Insider, say things like, source says all leagues will be postponed. Source says all leagues will be postponed. McMurphy from the Stadium Channel. Brett McMurphy, another one of these great insiders. Power 5 source, college football season is done. What I don't get about this is we know the climate, the environment that allows for the MAC to play games, to make money, to survive. The model for the Power Five is so much different. So much of it is tied into television dollars. And I have read and I have seen throughout all of this that the networks, Fox, ESPN, ABC, they are lukewarm at best about spring football. They're not sold on it. They don't really want it. I guess they'll have to take it if the alternative is nothing, but they're not too keen on it. They want it in the fall. They want it to start up next month. I know the Big Ten was one of the first to say we're going to go to only conference games and, you know, control what we can control and worry about ourselves and not have to concern ourselves with what the other leagues are doing. Let's take a pack mentality. Let's all band together. We're all in this together. And that's all we'll do was we'll play our league schedule. I'm now reading in the Detroit Free Press that the commissioner of their league, Kevin Warren, wants to go to the spring. And that baffles me. because we're talking about a $2.6 billion television deal. It's worth more than $400 million a year. Each school, each Big Ten school, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, Minnesota, these schools get a check every year for $30 million for college football season. So for them to preemptively postpone the season surprises me. To preemptively shut it down. Now, they met today. I guess they're meeting more this afternoon. They've delayed the start of practice in pads. They won't permit their players to do that yet. But the lack of optimism, and now all of the reporting suggesting that we're not going to get any college football this fall, is frankly something that, hey, if you wanted to connect dots and piece things together, you could probably arrive at this point, but I did not see it happening. I did not foresee this happening right now. I thought because of the money, because of the time that went into reorganizing and putting out these very unique schedules, I thought that they were going to try to get it off the ground. And if something happened in one of these conferences, if there was a major outbreak in season, like we're seeing in baseball with a couple of teams, that maybe at that point they would call it off, they would cancel it, and push things back to maybe the spring if it happened early enough in the season. You get an outbreak on a Big Ten team in the middle of September. At that point, the conference commissioner steps in and says, you know what, we're done with this. We'll try it in February. But for them to do that now, the two logical conclusions I have based on them already leaning towards the spring are the following. Number one, the TV networks are, grudgingly on board, that the people that pay the bills, that keep the lights on, that keep the water running, are willing to move everything to the spring if necessary, that they have the support or the commitment from the television people to do that. The other reason why I could see the Big Ten preemptively shutting things down and that leading ultimately to all of college football shutting down this fall is that they believe the conference commissioners and the major power broker athletic directors think that they're going to get fans in stadiums in the spring. And I guess on that front, I'm more pessimistic than they are. Because that's how you make a lot more money. That's how you get your cake and eat it too. That's how you get your television dollars. And that's how you get your in-stadium revenue, your local campus, your local community benefits from all that money. That's like when the economy and the industry that is all-encompassing gets taken care of. These cities like Tuscaloosa and State College in Madison, they're going to lose out if college football goes off in the fall without fans. Barry Alvarez, who's the athletic director at Wisconsin, you remember him, he was their coach for a long, long time. He's saying that they're going to lose out on $100 million if they play games this year without fans. Now, that doesn't mean that the university is going to lose $100 million because they've still got a big check coming in from ESPN and Fox and all of that, but they're missing out on $100 million. So maybe they feel like in the spring, you buy yourself more time and you're able to play a season. But that has, guys, there's all kinds of complications. And I'm not saying they're impossible to overcome, but there are so many, we're already seeing it. There are so many complications to playing college football in the spring. You'd have to get the NFL to acknowledge it, back it, and make changes to its schedule to accommodate it, which could happen, but isn't a given. You would need communication with them to, have the NFL make severe alterations to its calendar to accommodate college football going off in the spring with its combine and its draft. Those things would have to get pushed back. You also, and you're already seeing it now with college football still tentatively scheduled for the fall, you're seeing the best, a lot of the best players in college football are already opting out. The best linebacker in America, Micah Parsons, one of the best defensive backs in America, Caleb Farley at Virginia Tech, one of the best defensive linemen, Jalen Twyman at Pitt, one of the best wide receivers, Rashad Bateman at Minnesota. They're all out. And if college football gets pushed back to the spring, all of a sudden that slow drip of the best players leaving, the levies are going to break in there, and most, if not all of them, who are draft eligible and allowed to leave will go. And that won't be the death knell for college football. They'll still get a lot of viewers and people will still care if the games go in the spring, but the product itself won't be as good. The name brands won't be as good because you're not going to have any, you're not going to have as many stars. You might have stars in the making, but you won't have established stars in college football, in my opinion, if you move things back to the spring. So that's where we're at. The MAC postpones the season, postpones its college football season, and all the college football insiders are saying that this is the first shoe to drop in the FBS. The Big Ten could being the word, postpone its college football season as soon as this afternoon. And if the Big Ten, the most powerful, most lucrative, the biggest moneymaker in college football, if the Big Ten closes up shop, you know the Pac-12 will follow. And then from there, I would be surprised if the Big 12, ACC, and SEC still decided to go off and do things on their own. So want to get your thoughts, your reaction to what's happening in college football. Should they be postponing and canceling? Do you think it works better in the spring? Should they just say, damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead, and try to play in the fall? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. If I were the Power Five, and I think that there's a lot of chance, I think there's a big chance, and there is absolutely a chance that it fails. I would continue fall camp. I would keep the schedules that they have established, and I would see where it takes me. Now, I'm not really all that encouraged by opening up campuses, and now you've got thousands of young adults that are going to have the temptation of being around each other. I think that is going to will likely lead to the spread of the virus and outbreaks on teams, and that's going to make having a college football season very difficult, but not impossible. And there's no guarantee that things are going to get better in the spring. There's no guarantee that fans are going to be there. And actually, there's been some polling done on this. ESPN did a poll. They asked college football players, would you rather play in the fall with no vaccine, or would you push things back to the spring and then play spring football and then come back and play in the fall of 2021 and have two seasons very close together? And the overwhelming majority said, even with the risk, we would rather play right now in the fall, believe it or not. So I want to get your reaction to what the MAC did, and if you think it should be a harbinger of things to come, if you think college football should push things back to the spring, or is your opinion that they should just proceed as planned, that they should not panic and overreact to one conference calling things off today? Because let's be honest, the MAC situation is very different from the Big Ten's. That's at least my thought on it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I am coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. My personal Twitter is the name of the show, The Pony Express, P-O-N-I. That's how I spell pony, because it's the last four letters of my last name, and Express is spelled like it is in the dictionary. So I know we are talking to a big college football audience today. You have to at least have some concerns now and some worries about there being a season, and want to know how that makes you feel and what you think college football should be doing right now. 855-212-4227 is the number. Want to hear from you next. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
Now, we're reacting to the Mid-American Conference Maction, as it's affectionately known by degenerate football bettors like myself. Reacting to the MAC pushing its football season to the spring, and now college football insiders are calling it a, quote, tipping point for the sport. College football insiders are of the belief that this is akin to what happened in March when everything shut down. That this is what ends up canceling, or I should say euphemistically postponing, the college football season to the spring. And I am very surprised that that has been, for the people in the know, that that's been their reaction to this story, because I don't think this is a case of what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't think the MAC and the Big Ten have very much in common, other than the fact that they're both in the FBS. The models for how they do business and how they stage college football games and college football seasons are very, very different. The MAC needs the Big Ten. The Big Ten needs television networks. When the Big Ten went conference only, the MAC lost all of its revenue. It lost all of its money. The Big Ten still has Fox, ESPN, ABC ready to air their games. And so that's why I'm surprised that they're already preemptively looking at shutting the whole thing down. I didn't look at the MAC as the type of league that would have the kind of clout or the kind of power to affect change. When FCF conferences started shutting down, I didn't think, well, that's it for the SEC. Oh, the SWAC's not going to play this year. I guess that means Alabama and Auburn should just pack up their things and go home. So that's why I'm perplexed by the idea that Northern Illinois deciding to not play college football would have any bearing on what Illinois is going to do. How do we know that fans are going to be allowed in the stadiums in the spring? And then, if you do push it back, you're going to lose all of your draft-eligible players. There's still no guarantee that it's going to happen. There's still no guarantee that you're going to get buy-in from the NFL. And how are you going to have a season that ends in May or June and comes back and starts fall camp in August? That kind of turnaround. That doesn't seem feasible to me. Want to know what you think? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That number sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Here is Chris in Charlotte. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Chris.
How are you? And by the way, I just signed up with Geico, so that was a great
weekend.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, man, there's not going to be any football this year. There's not going to be any college football this year. Matter of fact, I really don't even think there's going to be NFL this year. The as big of a contact sport as football is, where you've got bodily fluids that just don't hit or changing, right? In baseball, try to do what is the equivalent of a bubble. It ain't working. They're right on the cusp of about to shut down. Now, the NBA is doing it a little better, but I don't think much so. I mean, even if they put it off to the spring, what are you going to do, double up your seasons? You can't make that revenue up. You can't. Now,
well, that's if the TV networks, you know, say, okay, we'll pay you Yeah, okay, you're good. We'll just move your 10-game season into February, March, April, or March, April, May, and we'll cut you the check then. I mean, I guess you could do it. And then you could try to sell tickets then. But that's just buying yourself time. That's just pushing things down the road. And again, how about your workforce? How about your athletes? How about your the people that actually have to go out and play the games? Do they want to do that? Polling data says no, they don't. Says they want to play now. And I get, like, there are, to the caller's point, there are some serious questions about the practicality of a college football season in the middle of a pandemic. How do you expect thousands of young adults in one place to not socialize with each other, get each other sick? How do you expect young adults to live basically in confinement or solitude for 4 months in the name of pulling off a college football season? Now, that's a lot of responsibility. Now, you could make the argument, you know, these are scholarship athletes who are thinking about pro careers. So it's a good lesson for them, a good life lesson. Like, you're going to have to make sacrifice in order to get what you want. If this is a goal of yours to play at the next level or to have success in college football, you need to adhere to the rules. You need to sacrifice your social life for this endeavor. Like, you can make that argument. But I just think you're going to have a hard time getting universal buy-in. But that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a question, and that's going to be a big ask as long as we don't have a vaccine. But you keep your fingers crossed that it's going to happen tomorrow, but I can't give you the percentages or the probability that we have one on December 1st or January 1st or February 1st. That's not my area of expertise. What I do know is that there is a lot of money on the line, and money talks. And the money for the Mid-American Conference was in the bye games. Let's go to Iowa. Let's go to Kansas State. Let's go to Boston College. Let's go to these Power 5 schools. Let's get $1 million for the game. Let's lose. Maybe sometimes once in a while we'll win. And that's going to fund our football program. That's where we're going to make our money. And when the conferences said we're going all conference games, except the ACC and the Big 12, when everybody else said we're only doing conference games, the MAC was the biggest loser. They lost millions of dollars. And they don't have the ability to make it back. ESPN, Fox, CBS Sports Network, they don't pay Bowling Green and Kent State and Akron huge dollars for their games. That's why they're on Tuesday nights. That's why they're on, you know, digital networks and not on over-the-air television. They're auxiliary programming. So I want to get your thoughts here. Our first caller up says that this is college football's Grim Reaper, that the MAC decision is just one of the first steps in the whole thing shutting down. And that's what the insiders think too, but I thought the magnetic force of the money and trying to pull this off would preclude these conferences from shutting things down right now. That they would at least attempt, they would get the season started, and if there was an outbreak, at that point they would pull the plug. So if a decision really is looming, if we really are, you know, 24 hours away or 48 hours away from all of college football coming to an end, that does shock me. Now, but I do think if the Big Ten says we're out, then everyone else will follow. But I don't think the MAC is forcing the SEC to rethink its plans. But evidently, that's happening in the Big Ten, which, again, I'm shocked by. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. The MAC becomes the first FBS conference to delay college football to the spring. Is that what everybody should do? Do you have any hope for college football in the fall? What is the solution? What is the answer? What is the right thing, or what is the best thing to do? 855-212-4227. If you don't want to call, you can tweet at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the name of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filipponi.
Tell Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio. She'll do it for free, which is pretty cool. No charge to listen to CBS Sports Radio on your smart devices at home. We also accommodate the SiriusXM subscriber with Channel 206. Always love to have them on board. CBSSportsRadio.com also gives you a list of affiliates, so punch in the name of the city you live in, and they will find you a place on your AM-FM dial to listen. We are reacting to the MAC postponing its college football season. And I have felt from very early on here that if we were going to see college football this fall, it would be played by the Power Five schools. And that could end up being a sign that the 60 some odd schools that make up the Power Five, the 63 schools plus Notre Dame, that it would be a sign of their maybe departure from the rest of college football. It's already that way. If you think about the way the college football playoff works, there is a haves and have-nots system in college football. It isn't like the NCAA tournament where every conference has at least one representative vying for the championship. It's an exclusive club already. And I thought this would widen that gap even more. But apparently the Big Ten is now, and this is from the Detroit Free Press, leaning towards spring football. Which, if you think college football would have looked weird this fall with no fans and only conference games, I think it's going to look even stranger if they're able to pull it off in the spring. Because then you open up a bunch of there are a whole new assortment of cans full of worms out there that need to be squashed and figured out. What are your teams going to look like if you do it in the spring? They're going to be barely recognizable. Because anybody that's a junior or senior that can go off to the NFL, I think, is going to say the heck with the now. Let me couch that for a second. We'll get back to your phone calls at 855-212-4227. If the NFL got fully on board with college football in the spring and moved its combine and draft to later in the year, with GMs and coaches thinking, well, we're not playing in the spring, our season is over, I can go out and hit the road and scout and watch college football games in person all spring. If the NFL scouting community, with head coaches and GMs at the front of the line, if they like the prospect of college football in the spring, well, then maybe more players would elect to play. Because now the people making the decisions are going to see more games in person. It's not a situation where you've got big college football games on Saturday and then like 12 hours later, there's a full slate of NFL games. So it does free up coaches and front office people to go out and watch more college football if it's in the spring. So maybe that is one benefit, but we have no way of knowing if college football players are going to look at it that way. Early returns are they would probably opt out just based on what we're seeing from a few highly touted college football prospects right now. I mean, how about you got the Pac-12 situation where it looks like you've got an entire conference worth of college football players who are at least considering boycotting and not playing at all, which is another headache. 855-212-4227. Here is Joe in Cleveland on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Joe. Hey.
So first thing I'm going to say is desperation is a terrible smelling cologne. Okay. And I'm under the assumption that we're going to get back to living as free people in our society. And I believe that we're getting closer. Okay. So if we're getting closer, perhaps by the end of the year, we're very close. And I think we owe that to spring sports to allow them to flourish, because we ended this during the college basketball season. The college sports fan, the customer, we talk about the customer and the product, the fan is very intelligent, and people mark time with sports. I remember being at Grandpa's house on Easter watching the Masters. Okay, people are very smart that way. I could tell you that Halloween says that we're close to the CFP rankings. You have to have your product intact. If we're not ready for football, we can't have football. Pushing into the spring is a terrible idea, because then what are you going to do? You're going to try to compete with your college basketball? Joe, the average fan all across the country is somewhat interested in college football and somewhat interested in college basketball to some degree. What do you think about that?
Well, I think right now, if you're talking about people that are thrown off by the time of year and sports are going off at times that are unusual, at least up until now, it doesn't look like that's negatively impacting NBA and NHL comebacks, where their ratings are huge and they're playing, you know, 3 months later than they typically do. So I don't know. I mean, I think America loves football. And if you told them that all of the great,
they'll take whatever they can get, right?
I think this, if you told America that the week after the Super Bowl, a college football season was going to start, and it was going to be full of all of the names that people recognize and know in college football,
I think
people would get into it big time. And I think everything else you said there about the other sports that they would compete against would get behind college football, meaning the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA tournament would all play second fiddle to college football, because I am of the opinion that college football is the second most popular sport in America. And if it didn't have the NFL to compete with, and it had weekends all to itself, oh my God. I think people, see, I think the exact opposite of what Joe said. I think we would be astonished, amazed by what college football television ratings would look like if they didn't have the NFL the next day and they had weekends to themselves. And if that's what happens in the spring, as long as it's not a super diluted, watered-down product, and even if it is somewhat, I still think the ratings would be incredible. There was a curiosity with the XFL right when the NFL season ended. I can only imagine what a full college football season would do ratings-wise. I think it would be ridiculous and would be so impressive that they might think, wow, why didn't we do this sooner? But I think tradition would take over and they would eventually go back to the fall, because that's when football is supposed to be played. Here's Rick in Indiana. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Rick.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me. Home of Notre Dame football here in South Bend.
Cool.
I want to just go with this kind of premise. I think weighing everything that we look at, all the factors involved with college football, that we should do whatever it takes to play this fall. And Notre Dame, for example, has done a phenomenal job developing a bubble here in South Bend. And I think the NBA has done a good job, and there's things to learn. My point would be, if we do whatever it takes, number one, we're going to have strict guidelines, whatever that means, and that's going to involve sacrifice with next to no fans. And then secondly, it's going to demand every great idea from A to Z, big and small, that we can take, even from NBA, even though I know there's some apples and oranges comparing NBA to football, we can still take every good idea, big and small, and do whatever it takes to make the fall season happen. And the last point I want to make is one of the things you refer to. We do have that minority, that small little segment of football players that are acting like they don't want to play, but from what you said, statistically, and what I know here in Notre Dame, these college players want to play this fall. And that should be a big factor as well, because if they want to play in the fall and they're demotivated to play in the spring, they're the ones that are putting on the entertainment for us. They're the ones that are doing the job. So I think the point is, do whatever it takes to play, even though it's a long shot, and the odds are stacked against us. I think our country also is looking for this, and we need it. So I'll let you.
Okay, thank you. A lot of college campuses are letting students back, are opening their doors to students again. And I think that there's a glass half full and a glass half empty way of looking at that. The glass half empty, I'll go with that first, is with more young people in one common place, I think that that enhances the spread of the virus and makes it very difficult to confine the football players to one area and ask them to pretty much be quarantined all year from their peers and basically live in army barrack style housing where they are under 24-hour surveillance and they are denied, you know, any kind of college experience where there's fraternization or socialization with others, which I know every university is trying to put the kibosh on now. I have a hard time imagining or picturing strict adherence to that just based on my own personal experience of what it's like when you're in your late teens and early 20s and how you want to behave. The glass half full way of looking at it is if these universities, these big universities think it's safe to have students on campus, well, then I think they're tacitly saying it's safe to have college football. And especially when there's a lot of money to be made. And in the Big Ten's case, it's $400 million this year. That's what's keeping them from postponing or pushing back a college football season as of now. All right. Thanks for listening. We're going to keep it rolling. Sandra Filippone, The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.